perfect.
That was perfect. Thank you, Baltimore. Oh, man. That wasn't even one of our sound effects.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Might should be. We wouldn't need the button.
That's true. Flavor Friends Podcast, Season 2, Episode what, fellas?
10.
Say that.
Whee!
Would you look at that? I'm proud of us, man. I'm excited that we're committed to this. I think the results show. We work hard every day.
And the results!
Feels good. OMG.
Can't
forget the Bev.
Yo, man, we're not getting saucy today, man. Mm-hmm. We do got coffee.
We have decaf coffee.
I was going to say, speaking of the Bev, Impulse and I have made the transition.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. We were talking about it on the last episode. And we have a beautiful decaf coffee from Black Acres in the Dashery. It's our cafe downstairs. Because we're where?
At Hotel Revival. Yeah. I mean, Revival.
It's Revival.
Always.
Revival. We're more than a hotel.
Yeah,
so much more.
It's more than a hotel.
Yeah.
But we have a coffee downstairs. It's decaf. But we typically have it on espresso. And I said, let's try it on pour over.
Yo.
And it came out fantastic, I think. And we're splitting a chocolate chip cookie amongst friends.
Amongst friends. For the table.
Yeah,
for the table. Christia, would you like a piece of cookie?
I still like my
Bobby Red. Okay.
Same. Cool. I got Reg. I need
care. Yeah. No, yeah, it's fine.
You want a piece of cookie?
Oh, you're sharing cookies?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always sharing cookies.
It's bust down in quarters, so there's one left.
Yeah. Boom. Enjoy. We're flavor friends. Duh. Before we get too far into this, we're going to do this is a little mini show today, but we would really appreciate you telling a friend to tell a friend to subscribe. We're on all streaming platforms.
Push the button.
Flavor Friends Podcast, you know what it is.
Bing.
Christia, you all know, is in the building. And we have these jerseys that are incredible.
Yeah, they look great.
Because is it this Saturday?
Thank you.
It is this Saturday. What do we have going on this Saturday? Let's let everybody know.
We have the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk.
Mm.
I will be walking at the Inner Harbor this year, starting 8 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, if there's ever a reason to wake up at the crack of dawn on a Saturday, I think this is it. But the jerseys look great, and I got to admit that I've been criticizing this design since day one. But you know, listen, when I hate a thing and it turns out to be great, I'm the first person to acknowledge and recognize they're fantastic.
If you were a 90s hip hop fan, which pretty much everybody is.
If you're not, you're probably not listening anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So you won't ever know.
We know our demographic.
Right.
They are in Mobb Deep fashion.
Yes, it is
the jersey, the infamous Mobb Deep, except these jerseys are pink, mauve, if you will. And it says the infamous Mobb Deep, which is incredible. Look at this.
I'm trying to take all the extra letters out of how I pronounce
that. Look at this. Oh my God. Revival on the back, 101.
For the address.
I mean.
Oh, you love to see it.
Oh, it's the address. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. Well done.
Yeah, it's
well done.
It's a great look.
These are beautiful.
Yeah, we'll have to push out some content on IG.
Definitely. I think I know a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I know a guy.
Indeed.
Yo, well, that's for a good cause. Honestly, like last year we did it. It was a different location. That was my first time experiencing it. And yo, it was a blast. You know, we had a ton of fun, man. I mean, to be doing something that is for such a great cause and to be such a good time, I don't know why anybody wouldn't participate.
Yeah, I mean, like the people bring the energy, man. And the one thing that we all looked at ourselves and realized was that, you know, we needed to work on we needed to step up our uniform game. Like, yo, people are like,
it was squatted up,
bro. And I was like, man, we not bringing it like we should.
So now, this year, no games. We're coming out infamous. You heard of us.
Coming out hot.
Straight up.
From Mount Vernon. something, something.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Easy, buddy. Flavor Friends Podcast, Season 2, Episode 10, Minisode. Fellas, how was the
quick hit?
How was the weekend? It was good. Yo,
Jason is having a week, man.
He is having a serious week.
Damn. Lots of action, man. This is the first time I really felt like the end of the energy bar. Like I'm really at the end of that bar, bro.
Welcome.
I'm not even gonna stunt like on this toxic hustle culture stuff.
No, nope. You're on power saver mode.
I'm on power saver mode. Somebody laid me next to a charger. Because Saturday we did a great thing down here during the marathon.
We did.
Woke up early, bought a bunch of water. Bottles so we can give them out. We were all out here pretty early setting up, yep, doing that, right? Full, yep, day.
Mm-hmm. FOMO and then, ahead.
Did a bunch of work the rest of the day or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And Saturday, Kiyoshi and I were invited to go to Eaton, mm-hmm, which are, one of our favorite hotels, yep, in DC. Love everybody down there. And they asked that we just stay, chill.
That's fam, man.
Be a part, like they capture some content. Of us, checking in and everything, and then going to our tech house, which was dope. I recommend if nobody has gone down, they should check it out.
It's incredible.
This exhibit is about to end because they're going into Christmas, but it's an Afro Surrealism exhibit.
Ooh,
really cool. Was that's right jam, on point. Too. I was about to say, bro. We've been talking about all of this, and then we went to Barcode with you. Actually, that's right. I forgot. How did I almost forget this?
I know how you almost forgot it.
Bro, you missed all the Remy's. The Remy was flowing, man.
Where's my COVID button?
We had hookah on deck. Man.
Yeah, man. Love Barcode, man. Shout out to Taz and everybody down there. It's my spot, man.
Yo, I'm glad you. Glad we could join you with that, man. It's good to be amongst all that.
Yeah. So to clarify, what you're saying is that you had a modeling gig over the weekend.
Yeah, man. Low level modeling situation, not quite runway or catalog, but somewhere around there. It was really fun. What did we do? We do a Monday. It was a Monday with something too, right? It's been packed. Yeah. Oh no, Tuesday. Tuesday our tech house was Monday. Tuesday this is when we had the interview for at WJZ in the studio for the project we've been doing called Super Silky.
Yo, you killed it, man.
Thanks, listen, bro.
Man. Like,
thanks,
mm-hmm, man. Yo, Silky Santa, the Wave God, made a cameo.
I'm with it, man. Yo. Bro, why don't we hit the station back and tell them we want to do that and give out some stuff on air?
Yes, yes.
Yo, heard it first, man.
Yo, that's incredible, man.
That was a great looking couch.
Yo, so good with the media stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So good with the media stuff. And like, seeing it, I mean, immediately my mind went to a place. I know Impulse is on the same page. I think, yo, you're,
was that the vibe?
Your
was that the
presence? I'm not acknowledging this.
I'm a piece of garbage.
Yo, normally Impulse is the one that keeps us on track. I need to step in right now.
Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yo, I think your presence in all the media stuff is incredible, man. Your personality always shines through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it always looks like you are completely unaware that there's a camera rolling.
Seriously.
Which I think always makes for fun.
Yeah.
It's like, when I think about how serious most of those interviews are.
Yeah.
Especially first, what was it, 8:45 in the morning?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like, we were 8:45 like, in the morning, and it felt like watching people at happy hour.
Yeah.
Your hair looked incredible, bro.
Bro, I had to get, I asked Kiyoshi, I was like, please tighten this up.
Yeah. There's you no can't way be I'm on getting, there talking about
right.
nah.
hair and
my joints dusty and busted.
Right.
Waving.
Yeah, I needed the waves to activate.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's cool, man.
It was fun. It was a great interview.
I think whenever we do media about things that aren't central to any of our lives, we always think about who the storyteller should be,
mm-hmm,
and we challenge ourselves, like, should it be one of us on TV talking about something that a conversation that really centers around people who aren't us? But I thought you actually brought something great to the conversation, and and to their credit. The folks from the station, I thought like they were engaging. You now apparently have a fashion show coming up.
Yeah, we're gonna work on something. Me and Tim.
Jason's gonna have his own TV show.
You'll see how that works.
If you got a regular segment, on WJZ for mm-hmm. fashion. Oh my
Fam,
God, bro.
I would definitely, you know how much fun this would be?
mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be incredible.
You guys would be on there, would it be? What are you talking about? Yeah. This would be a group thing.
It's WJZ, the ball is in your court. Mm-hmm. Make something shake, man.
Let's just put this a part of the pitch deck. We're just going to send them this, the Silky Santa situation.
Right. This is the content that the people want.
People have said it.
We've done the hard part. Yes. We came up with the idea. All y'all got to do is hit record on the camera.
That's it. Boom.
And I think 9 times out of 10, they probably have to try to extract information out of their guests. Right. You know what I mean? So probably a very, fun thing for them as well. So.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Great job.
Thank Fantastic job, Jason. You, Fantastic.
And then you did a thing at the Reginald F. Lewis?
Yeah, they did a screening for a film called By Any Means Necessary, survival story. Short film, about 30 minutes. It was by someone who works at the Heritage Museum or National Association downtown. Mm, yeah. And her name is Shantae. And they did the screening at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum. It was a packed house. Then they had a panel afterwards with myself, Shantae, Faith Leach, the deputy mayor, and another person who was actually in the short film.
Oh, nice.
It was filmed back in 2019 before the pandemic hit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All about the squeegee experience in the community, showing a different side of the story. A little bit of a history was, of course, incorporated into that since, that's where, Shantae was from. On that side, the heritage side. And it was, I think it really impacted, the audience seemed to receive it well. And while we were there, Faith Leach, again with the city, presented us, Hotel, Revival, with a letter of recognition from the mayor's office.
Oh, love to see it.
Can't wait to frame that, blow that up, man. We've worked hard for this one.
Yeah, absolutely. And I said on the last pod, it's there's something really special about when the love comes from the community that we seek to serve. And, for the city and for the mayor's office to recognize the work, that's great. So I'm glad you were able to pick that up.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I can't wait till we can put that on display.
I mean?
That's something we've all earned. I'm hoping we picked out a location that's going to work for it.
Do we take the neon sign off the wall and just put that there?
I know.
I was actually thinking more like the back of a t-shirt. If only we had t-shirt people.
We got a t-shirt person, I think.
Yeah. That could be good.
Could be a thing.
Could be a thing.
Flavor Friends Podcast, Season 2, Episode 10.
That's 2E10.
Yeah, going back to the race on Saturday, I came down in the morning, helped Jason out a little bit, got some footage. We put a little reel up.
Mm-hmm. How'd it feel for you to be a spectator?
It sucked. Because I really want. It's when you do your first race, and you guys will do this. You're going to do a 5K.
We see what you're doing.
5K. We got this. I know you guys can do it. I believe in you.
How many miles are in a K? What's a K?
It's like 3. It's like 3 miles, bro. You can do 3 miles. Give me 1.5 run, 1.5 walk. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. You get through it.
Yeah.
But once you do it, you get that. You feel it, that energy of the race.
Yeah.
And being down here and all the streets being closed off and seeing people running, it was, I had a terrible FOMO. But the next day, Nora and I ran my longest ever.
I saw it. What was it, like 9 and change, bro?
It was, I did 13.1.
Oh.
Huge.
So I ran a half marathon.
Ran a half marath.
Yeah.
Yo, that's crazy.
And, it wasn't great.
We need an applause button.
It wasn't great. Sorry. I forgot to hit my own button.
Yeah, how'd you feel the next day?
The morning was a little rough. And then after that, I was okay, honestly.
That was good.
And by Monday, was it Monday? No, it was Tuesday. Yesterday I ran.
Yeah.
So I had a day off, and then I ran yesterday. So
what's up, man?
It's cool.
So, yeah.
Hats off, man.
Thank you. Thank you. But I'm going to get you guys out there next week. We got to get the team going. I know you can do it.
It's funny because I always troll you on IG when you post workout pictures that you never invite me.
I know.
And now you're inviting me, and I'm like,
don't invite me.
Right.
Let's go back to not inviting.
Hell yeah.
It was way more fun.
Oh, I do have a thing about that. Talking about fitness.
Yeah.
This is what's been motivating me to get back in shape, though. Okay. Honestly, not the running thing. It was cool. I like the community of it.
Yeah.
And everything. But you know, I have a rule about, well, not a rule, but I just think, I just question the fact that somebody could run 20 miles and I don't think it has any practical use in life. Yeah. But yo, have y'all seen the preview for Creed 3?
Yeah.
Too shredded.
Yeah.
Too shredded, bro. I watched a YouTube video of what's my man's name that's fighting him? That's it's not Michael B. Jordan, you know, the other guy. Forgot his name, but he's in a lot of great movies and shows, right? But ripped, bro. Ripped. I mean, ridiculously. I'm trying to remember what his name is. I wanted to send y'all the video for inspiration. I'm like, yo, it's different out here.
Jonathan Majors?
Yep, Jonathan Majors.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Built like a superhero, fam.
Yeah.
Like a real life superhero. Damn. That right there, I don't need all that. Just like I don't need to run 20.
Right.
Just give me 10 bucks. I want people to run like a good.
He just needs a little bit.
Just a little bit, man. A couple rips.
Jason's like the tapas of fitness.
Just
like a little bit.
We talk about this all the time. Like distance running, I don't need to be able to outrun the bear. I just need to be able to outrun you.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Yep.
It's true.
And if it's a battle of 20 miles of running, outrunning a person, like, yo, I want to die, okay?
Take me.
Get me out of here. But it's so hard. And, you know, like, you know, thank you for your gift this morning too. You gave me a box of blueberry cereal, and that's fire, which I love. Immediately, I screamed like a child.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know.
It's in your lane.
Well, we're gonna do something special on Halloween when you come over.
Woo! Yo, I can't wait.
That
for
involves
this. Grilling candy,
but it involves that cereal.
And it does. Should I bring it?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. You don't have to bring your own monster cereals.
BYOMCs.
Yep.
Did you see that the U.S. said that a lot of cereals they thought said was healthy when we were kids isn't healthy no more?
Well, there's no surprise.
Shocker,
there.
Right.
Yeah, finally.
Shocker.
Newsflash. Newsflash, buddy.
Nothing that is FDA approved.
Right.
It's really for us, I can assure you.
Creed 3 should make shredded wheat. You know what I'm saying? So shredded, make shredded wheat.
We need a boo button, bro.
I know. Next episode, I am going to program a boo button in here.
I don't know what we would trade for a boo button.
Yeah.
Boo this man.
Right. That's what we need.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's laughing in that car.
Or the shame.
Yeah, shame. Yeah, shame. We need that from, there's so many versions. If we can get the version from Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Say less.
Seriously?
Say less. That'll be my top, my two bottom buttons.
OMG. Canada. I made some notes for today. Real quick.
Yo, did you see that dude? Who was in there? Like, I think Ty Dolla $ign. Did you see the one where Ty Dolla $ign came into his deli?
Where?
No.
Yes.
Wait. The same dude we're talking about.
Same sandwich dude.
Sandwiches? No
sandwich
way.
Dude. Yeah. Nah. Ty Dolla $ign came in.
Stop.
And he was like, yeah.
He did the whole thing.
Yeah. Like the Aki way.
Right.
What did he put on the sandwich? Do you know?
It was like he did it whereas like the bread part was two individual beef patties and then like Jamaican beef patties. And then in between that was a whole bunch
that's
of
crazy.
Cholesterol.
Correct. Yo.
Empires.
I'll never live that down.
No. When I was editing the last one and hearing you say that. What you got on your notes, Playboy?
Yo, the other thing that like speaking of like just blueberry cereal, scary things and everything, we were in a conversation and Dante said this and it has stuck with me ever since. The term was value vampire. Yo, please, bro. This is like I've heard of an energy vampire. You know what I mean? I got a lot of...
Yo, that is me.
Keep them energy vampires away from you. But what exactly is a value vampire? Please tell the people.
I'm probably going to misremember this, but... It
sounds like some dad... Something very daddish.
It was perfect.
Now, we were talking about people who... I think we were talking about people who find a way to extract value from the environment, no matter what it is, and who don't genuinely contribute.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll find people they'll walk into a room. They might compliment you in order to like ingratiate themselves. And then
they put nothing back into it.
They put nothing back into it. But before you know it, they have now, through association,
yes,
with things that are valuable, increased their value.
Yes.
And contributed nothing to the environment, nothing to the ecosystem.
And if not, make it worse.
Right.
If not, drain, like, mess right. the thing up. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right, right.
Similar so to an opportunist? Or
it is a very opportunistic thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's you see people in these spaces, and we were having a struggle trying to pin down how to describe, because it's not fakeness.
Right.
And it's not, you know, like it is definitely disingenuous, but there's people who just find themselves in the right room at the right time. And it's because they go from room to room,
mm-hmm.
sucking out value and then taking it to the next place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was one of those spur of the moment things that I said, and I was like, oh, you know what? We should keep this.
Yeah.
And like flesh out this idea, because we all know people like this, and, you know, nothing to those folks. Like they typically do well. But,
yep. You know, and I was describing a situation. I was like, you know, the worst is like, you know, everybody's not meant to go on this journey with you. Not right. not the whole journey.
Right.
You know, it's right. rare if somebody is there for the whole journey. But then you get some people around and you think that they're adding to the situation, but they're secretly extracting everything. And when you notice it, it can, you know, that's when you're aware, you got to do something about that. When yeah. you see the fangs, when you start seeing they don't have a reflection, right? Every time y'all take a picture together, they're missing, you know. I mean.
Yeah, we were talking about trying to pour into people in particular spaces and whether you have the energy for it anymore or not. And, you know, after a lot of these interactions, a lot of these conversations, it gets to a point where it's like, oh, everybody can't go to Jason's
can't go.
Point.
Just can't go. You want them to be there. You got to love for a lot of people, man. But
they also got to want to be there. And they got to want to do the work.
Yep.
And, you know, some folks, they don't want to do the work, but they certainly want to enjoy the benefits.
Want to juice you for all? You want to squeeze you for all the juice? Yeah.
You see, when you said that, I went the other way. I'm like, don't touch the thermostat. Like, that's why. Like, every time I walk into Aldi, I feel like a value vampire. I'm like,
yo,
look at all these bargains.
Look at all these. That's a different one, man.
Flavor
this
friends.
This is why we should work at an ad agency, man. We got this.
We back, baby. Season 2, episode 10. What you got on your notes, Jay? You got something else?
All right. Yeah, yeah. Yo, it's crazy. We got to talk about Ye. All right. Even though if not to say I'm in a mourning period.
And we're out.
We're done.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right. We're going to leave him alone. But if you were to buy an app, a social media app, what would it be? And have your daughters downloaded Gas App yet? You know about that?
Nope.
This is actually kind of a cool thing, right? It's an app that only allows you, you can't troll. Hmm. You can only say nice things about people.
Ooh.
And it's anonymous, like, right? So it's only for high school kids.
Anonymous to anonymous.
You could pay $5 to see who said a nice thing about you a month. Right? That's how they monetize it.
Oh my God.
Other than that, people are just like, yo, you the best DJ I've ever seen. You're an amazing dresser, blah, blah, blah. Dante, your hair is incredible. You know, the way you walk around and slap the lockers when you get happy makes me happy about being in school again. Mm-hmm. And it's just saying all of these beautiful things.
Yo.
And it's like, you know, it's the anti thing of that's been really messing up social media for kids.
Right.
I think it's a beautiful app. They like 500,000 people downloaded it in like 6 weeks. It's crazy. There's some like business. There's some business
$5 though.
For a month, if you want to see who said the nice things.
You
want
to talk about a value vampire?
They are
going to juice the population. Bro.
Yo,
juice. You know everybody want to see who said nice things.
Right.
It'll be $50 a week.
Yo, easy.
By Christmas.
Easy. I mean, yo, look for the $10 on your side impulse. You got two girls in high school.
I know.
So be ready for that.
I know.
Forget about it.
But I mean, I just thought it's a good idea, man. It's a beautiful idea.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And that's where we need to be with things. It stood out to me. Of course, Ye bought that Parler app, and I was just like, "Yo, if I had something, man, what would this thing look like? You know what I mean? What would I look like?"
Parler, bro.
He bought Parler. That's dumb.
Listen, No, I'm not. Nope, nope,
nope. Mm-mm. I almost no. got you. No, I almost no, got you. No. I thought he was about to hit the music again. I thought he was going to hit the music again.
Nice try.
All right.
I shall not.
I will not. Shall not. Nice okay, here's some good news. Here's a good transition. And you'll love this, Impulse, because we've talked about this before. Oh, and guess what? Yo, our colors today match this. Arizona Iced Tea said they're going to keep their cans at 99 cents.
Good.
Right now, I have on a mauve, if not you pinkish.
You know, and Dante.
We got the Miami colors.
Yeah. We should. I'm in turquoise.
Turquoise.
Yeah.
These are the can colors right here.
They
man.
Are.
We're ready.
I love it.
Just give us.
Because if you stay ready,
colors look great on you.
You got to be.
Speaking of Miami, I never thought I'd say this before, but.
Probably time to go back.
I like this. I like this.
Which one is the applause button? Green.
Yeah. It's this one.
We actually got fun things to do down there now. Like we can hit the high five, we can hit Dante's high five listening joint. You
I
know?
Can play. I can do that. Right. Yeah, which man. Would be great.
Couple great restaurants. Red Rooster. Yeah. A few others. Man, listen. Rosie's.
Yo.
Because it's cold up here.
Roses.
It is. But I've always loved Miami.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
I haven't.
He has not.
I haven't, but I had a good time when I was with you guys. Yeah, so
we do Miami right.
Yeah.
We do it right.
Yeah, I can go back.
Like as in the adult way. We have a great time in Miami.
10 more pounds and I'm going.
Listen,
set a goal. Set a goal. Do you remember how you were talking about when you used to go to Miami back in the day?
Yeah.
You'd be on the bench press with the homies, like getting ready for the beach.
Right.
Yo.
Yeah.
If I get on the scale, I'm going to send you the number.
I'm with it.
And I'll be like, it's time.
Yeah. I'm going to do a before and after picture because I'm not getting under 200.
That ain't happening. You will, bro.
Yo, you can.
I've been like.
You got a thick skeleton.
My skeleton got bigger over the pandemic.
Speaking of skeletons, Fright Brunch is coming up.
Yeah.
Nice.
We did our final walkthrough at the zoo today. And man, we got, what a great space.
I love it, man.
I'm excited for this one. I'm excited for everyone, but I'm definitely excited for this. So make sure you grab your tickets. It's on Friday, December 28th.
Yes.
At the Maryland Zoo.
Did y'all jeopardize an owl or something like that? I heard on the
Yes, we did.
Yep.
Endangered species.
Yeah, man.
Turns out they have a very rare and bougie snow owl that doesn't like.
A snow owl?
Snow owl.
A snow owl.
It was like 3 days a year here. Like,
listen, bro. Can't tell him. Right. You can't tell him. Nope. You can't tell this owl that. There was a decibel situation.
Limitation.
A light situation. He's
people couldn't wear masks.
They couldn't wear masks around the owl.
You can't wear masks because he
you can
like
now.
It. He's offended
because we moved it away from the owl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what that's about. Bro.
There's that.
Yo, it's good to know that owls are in charge, man. It's good to know that that's who's making the tough decisions.
Bro, I would have closed the curtains on that cage. Right. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like,
mind your business.
Go to bed.
Adults are playing. Spun the blinds.
Right. It's like you nocturnal anyway. Right?
Go sleep. Just twisted the little.
You
want
to go night?
Put that owl. I would have rubbed a little bit of whiskey on its gums, on its beak.
I think owls don't have gums, bro.
You don't know that.
You don't know what this owl got.
You don't know what that
is. This is a different one.
Do owls have gums? Yo.
Oh, my God.
That might be the
Google
first.
Maybe.
Google be like,
I don't know, yo.
Well, this is the first.
Right. Google be like, huh?
Somebody get a scientist. Oh, man.
Yo, I can't deal with y'all. Man.
I know.
I think gums is the part that stick the beak to the face. That's like a face cuticle. That's what we do here.
Yo, face cuticle.
Oh, man.
Good little beak grow.
See how 30 minutes goes by so quickly?
Damn. I think we need... Do 40.
Can we do it?
Yo, you got to talk about this Serato situation.
Yes.
I can do this in 3 minutes.
God, I mean, it's...
I can do this in 3 minutes because I have to be at my daughter's volleyball game. So the program that almost every DJ uses, it's called Serato. They released their new software update, which involves stem separation in the music.
Like
so,
stem cell research?
So what that means is for a song, you can drop out the bass line, the melody, the vocals, and the drums. So whatever you want to choose from that, you it's can crazy. Do. So if you want to turn something that's never had an instrumental to it before into an instrumental, you can do that. If you want to pull out the bass line of something, you can do that. If you just want to play the bass line, you can do that. So any, it's basically turned, it's brought a joy into playing music again, yeah. Kind of like the first time you started DJing and hearing songs like that and being able to manipulate those songs in different ways is pretty wild. So I'm excited to kind of put it to use. I haven't like DJed with it yet, but I've been playing with it on the computer and it's wild.
Yo, seeing the joy on your face.
Yeah.
It's something special.
I think it's tight.
Yeah.
Like parties are never going to be the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the average person won't even realize what's going on.
Right.
But people who know are going to be like, yo.
You know, if you drop something out and just build up the anticipation before the drums come in.
Right.
I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. So I'm excited to use it.
Yep.
Maybe I'll use it the Fried Brunch. Maybe.
It'll be fire.
Yo.
I'll probably come up with a couple things.
It's going to be incredible.
I got some new sorcery, too. I got some new like sample edits that I'm excited to play.
Sorcery, bro.
It's going to be fun. Grab your tickets.
Get them.
By
the way, man, thanks for sharing all of that stuff with the team, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, the whole DJ sorcery, magicry.
Yeah.
All that stuff is dope, man.
Thank you. So. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that, bro. I think that's going to do it for this one. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You got something else to talk about?
I'm icy, bro. Yeah, I'm cool, man.
Yeah.
Let's leave them wanting more.
Ah.
Like that?
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Get in, get out.
Get out.
Go watch.
Talk that shit.
That's how you do it.
Flavor Friends Podcast, Season 2, Episode 10. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you subscribe. Push that button. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Myself, Impulse.
Dante Johnson.
Jason Bass.
We'll see you next week, y'all. Peace.